Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rebbe by Avraham Goldhar, and today Masechus Nazir, Daf Mem Beis, the sixth parak Shlosha Minim. So the details we're going to focus on, number one, Rav inquired, a Nazir shigiloch v'hiniach shtei sa'aros, a Nazir who shaved and left over two hairs, v'giloch achas v'nashor achas mahu, and he then shaved one, and the other one fell out. What is the halacha? Rav Acham Udifni asked Ravina, giloch sa'ara sa'ara kamabayle Rava? Was Rav asking about shaving one hair at a time? If a Nazir shaved a single hair at a time, he surely would be yotzi after he shaves the second to last hair, leaving him with less than two, and that is what happened here. Rather, the inquiry is in a case where one fell out, and then he shaved the last. Ravina answered Rav's inquiry, and the Gemara explains his meaning. Afo pi shasar inkan, mitzvah giluch inkan. Even though there's no hair here, there is still no fulfillment of the mitzvah of shaving, since the second to last hair was not shaved, and shaving of the last hair is not significant. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Nazir chofev umepaspes avelo sorek. A Nazir may shampoo his hair with cleansing agents and separate his hairs, but he cannot comb them. The Gemara explains that this Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon, who holds, davar she'emes kaven mutter, something which is unintended is permitted, meaning it's permitted to perform an act which may cause an unintended transgression. Here too, although some hair may be removed inadvertently through the shampooing act, it is permitted. Still, combing is forbidden, as the Gemara explains, kohasorek lahasir nimim mududalos miskaven. Anyone who combs intends to remove dangling hairs. The Rush explains this to mean that it is inevitable, it's a psik resha, that hairs will be removed during combing. And Rabbi Shimon agrees to forbid actions where the unintended transgression is inevitable. Similarly, Rabbi Shmuel forbids shampooing with earth in the next Mishnah because it inevitably removes hair. And pointing me through, the next Mishnah states, Nazir she'yashosi yayin kol yom, a Nazir is drinking wine all day. Eino chayiv ela achas, he's only chayiv once at a malkus. Amru lo al tishteh, if they told him, do not drink, meaning he was warned repeatedly between drinks, v'hushose chayiv al kol achas v'achas, and he continued to drink, he's chayiv for each drink that followed the warning. The Mishnah says the same holds true for multiple shavings or multiple tumos. Rava said in the name of Rav Huna, tuma v'tuma lo, a Nazir who came in contact with tuma twice is not chayv a second time, since he was already tame, and the second contact does not add to his tuma. Rav Yosef swore that Rav Huna held that he is chayv. Abaye challenged Rav Yosef from a brisa, which says that a kohen who has a corpse on his shoulder and touches a second corpse is not chayv for the second tuma. Rav Yosef responded that our Mishnah proves the opposite by saying that a Nazir can receive multiple malkas for repeated tuma. There is no contradiction. Kan b'chiburin, kan shlo b'chiburin. The brice is a case of current contact with the first corpse, so the second corpse adds no tumah, whereas the mission is a case of no current contact with the corpse, so the contact with the second increases his tumah, as Gemara will discuss. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav inquired, Nazir shigiloch v'hiniach shtei sa'aros, a Nazir who shaved and left over two hairs, v'giloch achas v'nashor achas mahu, and he then shaved one, and the other one fell out, what is the halacha? Rav Acham Udifni asked Ravina, giloch sa'ara sa'ara kamabayle Rava? Was Rava asking about shaving one hair at a time? If a Nazir shaved a single hair at a time, he surely would be yotzi after he shaves the second to last hair, leaving him with less than two, and that is what happened here. Rather, the inquiry is in a case where one fell out, and then he shaved the last. Ravina answered Rava's inquiry, and the Gemara explains his meaning. Afo pi shasar inkan, mitzvah giluch inkan. Even though there's no hair here, there is still no fulfillment of the mitzvah of shaving, since the second to last hair was not shaved, and shaving of the last hair is not significant. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Nazir chofev umepaspes avelo sorek. A Nazir may shampoo his hair with cleansing agents and separate his hairs, but he cannot comb them. The Gemara explains that this Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon, who holds, davar she'emes kaven mutter, something which is unintended is permitted, meaning it's permitted to perform an act which may cause an unintended transgression. Here too, although some hair may be removed inadvertently through the shampooing act, it is permitted. Still, combing is forbidden, as the Gemara explains, kohasorek lahasir nimim mududalos miskaven. Anyone who combs intends to remove dangling hairs. The Rush explains this to mean that it is inevitable, it's a psik resha, that hairs will be removed during combing. And Rabbi Shimon agrees to forbid actions where the unintended transgression is inevitable. Similarly, Rabbi Shmuel forbids shampooing with earth in the next Mishnah because it inevitably removes hair. And pointing me through, the next Mishnah states, Nazir she'yashosi yayin kol yom, a Nazir is drinking wine all day. Eino chayiv ela achas, he's only chayiv once at a malkus. Amru lo al tishteh, if they told him, do not drink, meaning he was warned repeatedly between drinks, v'hushose chayiv al kol achas v'achas, and he continued to drink, he's chayiv for each drink that followed the warning. The Mishnah says the same holds true for multiple shavings or multiple tumos. Rava said in the name of Rav Huna, tuma v'tuma lo, a Nazir who came in contact with tuma twice is not chayv a second time, since he was already tame, and the second contact does not add to his tuma. Rav Yosef swore that Rav Huna held that he is chayev. Abaye challenged Rav Yosef from a brisa, which says that a kohen who has a corpse on his shoulder and touches a second corpse is not chayev for the second tumah. Rav Yosef responded that our Mishnah proves the opposite by saying that a nazir can receive multiple malkas for repeated tumah. There is no contradiction. Kan b'chiburin, kan shlo b'chiburin. The brisa is a case of current contact with the first corpse, so the second corpse adds no tumah, whereas the Mishnah is a case of no current contact with the corpse, so the contact with the second increases his tumah, as Gemara will discuss. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Mem Beis, and our standard Siman is a mobster. A mobster. So here goes. The Nazir mobster boss threw such a fit when his second to last hair fell out and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving, that his hairdresser, who intended to remove some dangling hairs as he was combing the boss's hair, ran for his life, but bumped right into the hitman named Cohen, who was carrying one corpse on his shoulder while touching another corpse. Once again, in slow motion. The Nazir mobster, that must have run off Membeis. The Nazir mobster boss threw such a fit when his second-to-last hair fell out and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving, which reminds us Rava asked what the halacha is in a case where Nazir shaved and left over two hairs and he then shaved one and the other one fell out. So the Nazir mobster boss threw such a fit when his second-to-last hair fell out and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving, that his hairdresser, who intended to remove some dangling hairs as he was combing the boss's hair, ran for his life. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a Nazir may shampoo his hair with cleansing agents and separate his hairs, but he cannot comb them. The Gemara explains that this Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon, who holds davar she'en miskaven mutter, something which is unintended is permitted, meaning it's permitted to perform an act which may cause an unintended transgression. Here too, although some hair may be removed inadvertently through the shampooing act, it is permitted. Still, combing is forbidden, as Gemara explains, anyone who combs intends to remove dangling hairs. So the Nazir mobster boss threw such a fit when his second-to-last hair fell out and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving, that his hairdresser, who intended to remove some dangling hairs as he was combing the boss's hair, ran for his life, but bumped right into the hitman named Cohen, who was carrying one corpse on his shoulder while touching another corpse. Which reminds us, Rava said in the name of Huna that tuma lo, a nazir came in contact with tuma twice is not chayv a second time, since he was already tamei and the second contact does not add to his tuma. Rav Yosef swore that Rav Huna held that he is chayv. Abaye challenged Rav Yosef from a brisa which says that a kohen who has a corpse on his shoulder and touches a second corpse is not chayv for the second tuma. Rav Yosef responded that our Mishnah proves the opposite by saying that a nazir can receive multiple malkas for a repeated tuma. But there's no contradiction. Kan b'chiburin, kan shul b'chiburin. The brisa is a case of current contact with the first corpse, so the second corpse adds no tumah, whereas the mishnah is a case of no current contact with the corpse, so the contact with the second one increases his tumah. So once again, the Nazir mobster boss threw such a fit when his second-to-last hair fell out and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving, that his hairdresser, who intended to remove some dangling hairs as he was combing the boss's hair, ran for his life, but bumped right into the hitman named Cohen, who was carrying one corpse on his shoulder while touching another corpse. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach chazar. Daf lamed ches. So the simmer daf lamed ches is a davar lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The chicken soup, that must be more on daf lamed ches, a davar lach. The chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into five red cups and five white cups, each the size of a raviz, which reminds us, Belazar said there are 10 cases dependent on a raviz, and Rav Kahana organized them as five red, referring to wine or blood, and five white, referring to water or oil. The Gemara relates a Siman story for the five red, Nazir, v'osa Pesach, shahora b'mikdash u'mesu, a Nazir, and someone making a Pesach who ruled in the Mikdash and died, and the Siman story for the five white, chalas Nazir u'metzora shenipsu b'shabbos, the chal of a Nazir and Metzora, which were disqualified on Shabbos. So, the chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into five red cups and five white cups, each the size of a raviz, was for the Nazir who was healing from two sets of malkos he received for eating both fresh and dried grapes, which reminds us of Brisa states explained the previous Mishnah, and grapes, both fresh and dried, he may not eat, but writing them both explicitly, it teaches to make him chai for each one separately. If he ate a shear of each and was warned about each beforehand, he receives two sets of malkos, although they're both grapes, and normally, eating two shiurim of the same substance incurs one set of malkos. This is extended to all Nazir prohibitions. So the chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into five red cups and five white cups, each the size of a raviz, was for the Nazir who was healing from two sets of malkos he received, bringing both fresh and dried grapes, who just got word that he was not going to be lashed a third time for the love Shabbat clothes, which reminds us, Abai said, Achel Chartzin Lo Kishtayim. If a Nazir ate grapeseed, he receives two sets of malchus, Achel Zag Lo Kishtayim. If he ate grape skin, he receives two sets of malchus, Achel Chartzin Vezag Lo Kishalosh. If he ate grapeseed and grape skin, he receives three sets of malchus. The additional malchus in each case is for the general prohibition of Mikol Sheyas Migefna Yain Lo Yochel. From all that the grapevine produces, he may not eat, which includes all foods forbidden to a Nazir. Rava says, Eino Loka Ela Achas. He only receives one set of malchus in the first two cases. Sheino Loka Olav Shabakos, because there are no malchus for a generalized prohibition that covers several specific prohibitions. Daf Lametes. So the Simur Daf Lametes is a letter, and we often use a mailman. So here goes. The Hairy Nazir mailman. Mailman? That must mean one Daf Lametes. Letter. The Hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, does hair grow from the base or from the tip? The nafkamin is regarding a Nazir whom bandits shaved and left on him long enough hair to bend it to its root, which is a significant 7-day growth. If it grows out from the base, then the original hair he had when he accepted Naziris was cut off, and he must wait for a full 30-day growth to complete his Naziris. But if it grows from the tip, then only new hair was cut off, and the remaining original hair is of a sufficient significance to complete his Naziris. The Gemara determines it grows in the base of the root. So the Hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, mistakenly revealed to his captors that he wouldn't forfeit any days of his Naziris because it was already after the completion of his term, which reminds us, a Nazir whom bandits shaved and left on him long enough hair to bend to the root, he doesn't forfeit any days of the Naziris. He doesn't require a full 30-day growth because of the cases where they shaved him after the completion of his term, but before he brought karbanas. So the Hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, mistakenly revealed to his captors that he wouldn't forfeit any days of his Naziris because it was already after the completion of his term, whereupon they plucked his hair and removed it all with cream. Which reminds us, it's a machlokes whether a Nazir only transgresses when he shaves with a razor or also when the hair is plucked or a cream is used. Daf Mem, so the Simur Daf Mem is a swimming pool. So here goes. The lifeguard at the formerly hairy pool party pool, that must mourn Daf Mem, Mayim. The lifeguard of the formerly hairy pool party who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get malchus, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, Lilkos ba'achas, for a Nazir to get malchus, removing even one hair is sufficient, la'akav b'shtayim, to prevent fulfillment of the shaving at the completion of Naziris. Two hairs left over are significant, least or ain't associated with Rav Rosho. To forfeit days because of an illegal shaving, he only forfeits it if most of his beard is shaved, ubatar, and these all apply to removal with a razor, which is more clarifies to mean that it was completely removed, similar to a razor. Rabbi Shimon's quote is saying that just as two hairs are sufficient to prevent the concluding shaving from being fulfilled, two hairs are also sufficient to cause a forfeiture of days. So the lifeguard at the formerly hairy pool party, who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get malchus, told the Nazir Mitzvah and Levi, who recently shaved, that they can go into the pool because they did a mitzvah. Which reminds the Gemara quotes of Mishnah, Shosh Magalchim Yisiglachten Mitzvah. There are three who shave, and their shaving is a mitzvah. Nazir, Mitzor, V'Levim, a Nazir at the end of his term, a Mitzor at the end of his purification, and the Levim when they were inaugurated by Moshe Rabbeinu. V'kulon Shegilchu Shelo Ta'ar, and any of them who shaved without a razor or left over two hairs, was v'lakum, they have done nothing as far as their shaving obligation. The Gemara seeks a source that a Mitzor shaving must be done with a razor. So the lifeguard of the formerly hairy pool party, who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get malchus, told the Nazir Mitzor and Levi, who recently shaved, that they could go into the pool because they did a mitzvah. As soon as the Mitzor swept up his beard hair that he shaved off with a razor. Which reminds us, because it's said about Kohanim, and the corner of their beard they shall not shave, Yaakov yil Mitzor ken. One could even think a Mitzor would be similarly forbidden to shave his beard. Talmud Lomer Zekano. Therefore it says, his beard, to teach that a Mitzor shaves even his beard, which is normally forbidden. Now if the Torah had to allow the violation of cutting the beard, which the Rabbanon hold is only with a razor, for the shaving of a Mitzor, it must be that a Mitzor's shaving likewise requires a razor. Daf Mem Alf. So the Simur Daf Mem Alf is a grandma. So here goes. The hairy grandma, grandma, that must mourn Daf Mem Alf, grandma. The hairy grandma who told her Mitzora Nazir grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho, which reminds us, Rabbi Yezer's source that a Mitzora shaves with a razor is Rosho. So the hairy grandma who told her Mitzora Nazir grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho, and to tell him to override the prohibition of rounding his entire head, which is generally not permitted, which reminds us, according to the Rabbanan, Rosho teaches a Metzora shaves in violation of a Kafas Rosh. So the hairy grandma who told her Metzora and Nazar grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho, and to tell him to override the prohibition of rounding his entire head, which is generally not permitted, gave him a new pair of tzitzis as a shotness to wear. Which reminds us, the source for Ase Doche Lose, Kondra Belezer, is learned from Gedilim Tzitzis, as the Brisa states, well, Tilba Shatnez, you shall not wear Shatnez, and the following pasuk commands attaching Tzitzis to a garment. Ha Gedilim Tazelucha, Mehem, but twisted cords you shall make for yourself from them, meaning you shall make Tzitzis of Shatnez. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that a Nazir receives two sets of malkas for eating fresh and dried grapes? That's on daf. Good. Number 2. Which that they learn, according to the Rabban, Rosho teaches a Metzora shaves in violation of a Kafas Rosh. That's on Daf. Memov. Good. Number 3. Which that we have the case where after shaving and leaving two hairs, one was shaved and the other fell out. That's on Daf. Membes. Good. Number 4. Which of them that there are three who shave and their shaving is a mitzvah, a Nazir, Metzora, and Levim. That's on Daf. Mem. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have a machok is whether one can add tuma to his tuma and the case of a kohen who has a corpse on his shoulder and touches a second corpse. That's on daf. Membes. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn from Zikanot, his beard, that a Metzora shaves even his beard with a razor. That's on daf. Mem. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a machok is whether a nazir only transgresses when he shaves with a razor or also when the hair is plucked or a cream is used. That's on daf. Lamatesk. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn? A nazir may shampoo his hair, but he may not comb it since the purpose of combing is to remove dangling hairs. That's on daf. Membes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do Rav Chisda say that removing even one hair is sufficient for a nazir to get malkas? That's on daf. Mem. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that the source according to Eliezer that an ase is doche los ase is one from the psukim that teach that one can make tzitzis from shatnez? That's on daf. Mem Olive. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.